Hey, this is the B-Man, and I'm just, the B-Man, your number one hero in the world. Just want to let you know that if you haven't subscribed already, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. It's $5 a month, which is like $1.25 a week, and you get extended episodes, generally 30 to 45 minutes more per episode. We're starting to do some live streaming events. You get access to those. And all the bonus content, like voice memos with Amanda, Call of the Day, Do You Remember Pizza Rat, and anything else that we think of. So if you're inclined, go to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast, $5 a month, and make your life a whole lot better. Okay, enjoy this episode. Love you, bye.
Matt Farley wouldn't like that.
No. I don't know how to make my shit not start playing. Here we go.
Oh, okay. And there's this one. Theme.
This is from Spod, our old friend Spod, who we need to get on the podcast somehow.
We do, and also get him.
Wait, sing your.
Oh. Well, hold on. Wait.
Tallest building in the world.
The song is funny.
First person to break the sound barrier. Free fall.
Lick on my
check it out.
Look,
gotta keep singing.
At my balls. Look at my hairy balls.
Fingernails.
We're gonna squeeze off a few rounds. Before
that's a good song. I always forget that one.
That's what he's doing. I need somebody to set up my.
What?
I don't know.
When you hand someone a gun, is that the way you do it?
Like this.
And then I grab this part.
Yeah.
Doesn't this part get really hot?
Yeah.
Ow, it does get hot. You're right.
Yeah, see?
What's the kind of gun where you go like this?
Like that. That's it.
Oh.
You don't know shit about guns. That's the crazy part, is that you co-host a gun-themed podcast, and you don't even know anything about guns. Okay, stop. Ow! Shot through my hand.
I told you.
I don't care. Bulletproof hand. I'm wearing a bulletproof glove. Dude, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea, because guess what? When you're...
Here, no, be
when
on
you're
me.
When you're out... Okay.
Here, you could shoot at me, and I'll demonstrate my bulletproof gloves,
okay,
how they work.
Go. Hey, give me all your money, dude. That's what it's good. And usually when you're like, you got a vest on.
Did you get a shot of her shooting at me?
Yeah, you could see the gun. You can see the gun.
Let's cut back and forth from Amanda to me. This is going to be cinematic. This will make a good clip.
Okay, ready?
Bulletproof gloves, take two.
Here we go. Now cut between both of us.
Any trouble.
Come on, give me all your money. All right. I shoot with my non-dominant hand.
That's good.
I shoot with my left hand. God,
okay.
This fucker's itchy.
I'm gonna do a TikTok meme real quick, okay?
Okay.
Tricking my girlfriend into putting her hand into a garbage disposal.
I couldn't find the exact voice. I hate that.
I know
that,
you
that,
hate TikTok.
That,
tricking my girlfriend. Tricking my girlfriend into a garbage disposal. Into a garbage disposal.
The real voice is more annoying than that one. That one's
yeah,
not
I know. I couldn't find it. Hold on, let's try this.
Remember Pizza Rat?
Pizza Rat?
Remember Pizza Rat?
Remember Pizza Rat?
Remember Pizza Rat?
Remember
Pizza Rat?
Dude, we have to make a TikTok that says
Remember Pizza Rat?
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 Maybe making TikTok is fun.
Remember Pizza Rat?
We can make a Pizza Rat TikTok.
Dude, that's pretty sick. Hold on, we can make a song. We'll make a song right here.
Remember Pizza Rat?
Pizza Rat?
Remember Pizza Rat?
Online viral sensation.
Remember Pizza Rat?
You don't remember this?
Remember Pizza Rat?
We can make a Pizza Rat TikTok.
Remember Pizza Rat?
We can make a Pizza
Rat.
pizza rat.
Remember pizza rat?
And turkey cheese.
Remember pizza rat?
Pizza rat.
Mm.
Remember pizza rat?
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Remember pizza rat?
Make a pizza rat TikTok.
Dude.
Remember pizza rat?
Pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
Remember pizza rat?
This, I hate this too. Just it's,
I know.
People are just so uncreative.
Well, but the thing is like
boring, uncreative.
No,
people.
It's like, so one of those videos will be popular with this song,
yeah,
and then people take this song and make videos from it. But like, that's how you find other videos, like by this song. Like if you were to click on this song and be like, oh, these are all the videos that use that song. Like I think it's just
and you're
all
like,
about
that's
trying
the
to
kind
get
of video I like.
Some people like it. Lots of people like it.
Everybody
Millions.
Is dangerously, let me just start the podcast off. We'll start it off on a serious note. Okay?
Okay.
I had it turned all the
oh,
way down.
Oh, that will do it.
I'm an idiot.
Okay, what's the serious note or something?
People are dangerous. We are at a level of critical idiocy in this country, definitely. Mostly, I think it's a United States problem. I don't think it's a global problem.
People in Japan are smart.
I'm not yeah. But I'm talking about like cultural intelligence of like knowing that, you know, like there are, you know, the countries where there are people rioting in the streets, those people get it. The United States is dangerously stupid. I mean, it's at what do they call that? Critical.
It's at critical.
Critical mass.
Is that mass?
I
know what you're
trying
to say.
Or like point of no return, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Is like, yeah, I mean, is critical mass and point of no return the same thing?
Kind of, yeah. Like, critical mass means something's about to explode.
But we're so far down. Like, it's like there's no turning back how stupid and complacent everybody is.
I'm not stupid, but I'm complacent.
Well, here's what's coming next.
Kybella?
No,
I'm in the middle of my Kybella treatment. That's why I look like a pelican.
We should see if we can get Kybella vaccines.
I would get it.
Oh, we have to call someone, I guess. That'll be a good way to shift gears here.
What? I think people like whatever we do.
Well, that is a complacent. Now that is complacent.
What do you mean? People like when
That I'm is complacent.
You, I'm trying to tell you, people like listening to just people
shoot
the shit.
If anybody can find our comedy theme music, please send it to Frank Cum. FrankCum69
at gmail.com. Well, what the hell did you search for? NPR?
Listen, dude, there was an editing thing yesterday where I needed the music to, you know, help and edit. And I spent total time yesterday was probably about 45 minutes trying to find. That's maybe an exaggeration.
I just don't understand.
30 minutes at least. 40
maybe
minutes.
It was taken down.
I don't think so. I just, I
don't
know.
Remember what you searched for?
Well, I mean, I searched for what I
You know what? If you didn't clear your history every day, you could find it.
Let me see.
That's all I'm saying. You clear your history every day.
Well, I clear all data. I don't want anything tracking. I don't want...
It's good to be tracked. Don't you want ads that are targeted to what you like?
Mm-mm.
Why don't you want
I don't
that?
What are they going to recommend? Replacements albums that I own on vinyl already?
There was a...
Which actually, I could use some original pressing replacements albums
there
on vinyl.
There was a funny tweet. Someone was like, I want to get a new rug for my house. Like, I want to get something new, so I'm going to speak it into my phone so ads will pop up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how you can shop.
It's not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny.
It's actually...
Everybody, here's what the past 20 years has done. 9/11 has... One of the best things they got from that is unlimited surveillance, and everybody's like, yeah, it's just the way it is.
It keeps
you safe. And then the two people who are like, hey, here's the shady shit your government's doing. They're fucking listening to everything you're doing. And here's a bunch of war atrocities, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. And what the fuck happened to them? The only two like real journalistic voices left. One of them's rotting in a fucking prison cell. And the other one's like hiding in Russia.
And the only person to advocate, the only person to advocate for Julian Assange is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Well, maybe they boned or something.
Well, no,
or she sends him nudes. That's not such a bad life.
You know what? Actually, I'd let them keep me in some weird prison if I got daily nudes from Pamela Anderson. I'd be like, and then you know, I'd make love to in my prison cell.
Who?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson. Wait, I was gonna say something, and then guess what? Your girl forgot.
You said Pamela Anderson's the only one who is on Julian Assange.
Yeah, it was before that. I had a thought. Then you're talking about Julian Assange
and Edward Snowden.
Oh! I was gonna say one time I went to get a massage with a friend of mine, one of our friends who's older than me. She's your age, and I went with her to this massage place, and it was like her first time. And they're like, "Okay, can I get your name and address and phone number?" She's like, "I don't want you to have that."
Yeah.
She's like, "I just want to get a massage."
That's great. Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh shit!" And they're like, "Oh, okay." But then afterwards, she's like, "You're young, but you didn't used to be like this. You could just go to a massage. Like, you don't have to give them all your information."
Yeah.
And
no.
And she's someone who like really that I wish I had her confidence and balls and like.
Who
the
was
way
it?
She's no, that's friend. Yeah.
We can bleep out those names. Yes, I know. Well, yesterday I got us Mediterranean. I fed my family, put food on the table, literally.
Yeah, girl.
Literally.
Kebab, rice, hummus, pita.
And I ordered from a Mediterranean place in our neighborhood, and I had an online thing because I was at my office, and either way, I'm like, oh, I'll just order it online, set it for, you know, this time pick for a 5 o'clock pickup or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, I could get your order and do everything. And I was like, great, I'll just do that. And then I go to put the order in, and it's like, you need to create an account with, you know, food sizzle. Or whatever this fucking service they use. And I'm like, fuck you. No, I'm not creating a fucking account. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll just give you all of my information.
Yeah, you can just spam my fucking email.
Yeah, then I'll be on like a million fucking phishing lists and spam lists. And then also, when your dumb fucking restaurant ordering site gets hacked, then I'm going to have to get a new fucking credit card.
It happens all the time.
Because like every account that I have with like, you know, because you have to create these accounts. Sometimes it's unavoidable. And it's just like, my password is literally just like...
ABC123.
I mean, it's not, but it's like, I'm not making this complicated. I'm making it...
If you go on your phone, I mean, there was a recent update on the iPhone. And like, you probably don't like save your passwords on your phone or whatever. But every password I have is like, this has been compromised. Like, you need to change your password because... all of these websites have been compromised and your information might be on there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to change it. It's going to take too long. But I mean, well, also, it's just kind of crazy. And also I'm like, I don't, fuck you, Apple. Fuck off.
Well, it's unfortunate. And again, that's the thing. It's the pot. It's the frog.
It's the pot.
The pot slowly being brought to a boil. Yeah, I'm glad I started smoking pot. Actually, I kind of went out of my pot phase again.
It's kind of crazy that people are in jail for weed.
Yeah.
Okay, this whole time has been too serious. We need to bring in the funny.
Let's bring in the funny.
We need to bring
right
the
now.
Funny.
I'm going to do it. This is going to...
Bring the funny, dude.
Tell this guy.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, tell him, Amanda. Tell him, A-Train.
Hey, we... have been doing the podcast for a little bit, but it's been too serious, and we need you to bring the funny.
Can you bring the funny?
Oh man, I wish I could. I'm just really depressed, but maybe I could try to turn it on.
Oh man, what happened?
What's going on?
What did? Have you guys really been having a serious podcast?
Yeah,
sort of.
I was going on one of my patented BW rants.
We're having a little connection issue. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you fine. Can you not hear me? I'll call you back. All right, I'll call you back.
Anyway, here, maybe I'll move into a different spot.
Why not? I'll just call you back. I mean, we hear you fine.
It's really bad.
Is this your voicemail? I'm hanging up on him.
Is this your voicemail?
It could be.
Come on, man.
Hey, can you hear us now?
Yeah, this is much better.
Well,
why? What did you do? What's the difference?
I just called him back. Mm. Technology, that's the problem.
I know.
This never happened on landlines.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you ever really had to call and hang up when you were on a landline. Be like, oh, this is a bad connection.
Yeah, huh?
Did you ever get on a landline?
Sure.
This is Henry Phillips, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning, Henry.
He's here to bring the money.
Technology peaked at that time. We had fiber optic networks. I haven't heard anybody even mention that.
Fiber optic networks?
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that kind of technology. I don't know what it is, but yeah. You can't beat it, whatever it was.
I think it's kind of, it's almost like plastic spaghetti that lights up, I think.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. But, you know, I still have all these... Man, I'm really bummed with myself because you and I, it was kind of before podcasts became popular. You and I would talk for like an hour and I would record it on my Google.
Yeah.
Recording a Google Voice recording, and then Google just recently just deleted all of them. They just started a whole new thing and they're all gone. But that's they were really great recordings. But I'm looking into having a guy go through them and try to hack into Google and get our recordings back.
Hack into Google?
You have a hacker?
Yeah, like he's got a whole way to do it, apparently. Like, he can go out to the actual Google building, you know, wherever it is, Silicon Valley or whatever, and he can get in, you know, get out incognito and, you know, get a badge and do all that stuff. But he'll get those recordings for us. Okay. They were really good.
Maybe the memory of them is better than the actual recordings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was fun. We did this contest where we were like, how many offensive things can we say in 1 minute? And we just said like every single terrible racial epithet.
You should put that out.
Oh, you should get that. Yeah, get that.
We should play it on the recording. Podcast.
That would be good, yeah, if you had that. Aaron, are we switching the cameras back and forth? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just
sitting here.
But still, some dynamic stuff.
Wait, look. Cut back to me then.
Can we?
What's going on? So wait, you guys are having a serious podcast today?
Yeah, it's serious today.
Brendan started talking about, you know, what he always talks about.
Technology.
No, I mean, whatever. It's just, yeah, the state of affairs, the sad state of affairs.
But that's why we need you to bring the funny.
Yeah, that's why Henry Phillips is here to, let's say it at the same time.
Ready?
Bring the funny! So what do you got for us today, Hen?
Well, I'm kind of one of these guys that I bounce off of other people. Like, technology, I can get into technology. Let's see, do I have anything going on? I have a TiVo.
Do you have TiVo, the actual TiVo brand? TiVo?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, if you can't stay home, like, say you have to go out, but you really want to record Bonanza or whatever... You can just set this thing and it'll record it for you, and you can come home and watch it anytime you want. The problem is, I can skip over commercials. So I don't know what that's going to do to the future of advertising and stuff, because commercials is how you do this stuff.
Maybe.
So they'll figure it out somehow, I guess.
They always do. I hope so. I hope for the future of, you know, brands and stuff that they can still advertise.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll devise some kind of way to just, you know, steal everybody's information or just have access to, like, your, you know,
because that's where the money really will be.
Times.
Yeah, because that's where, and then they could just sell that information instead of having to sell advertisement.
Yeah, and that would be a good invention.
That'd be good.
Because then if you're running a company, you could just kind of like pop in, you know, like, here's what you do. You make an app, right? Make like the fart app or something.
Yeah,
or whatever,
yeah.
You know, any kind of application that you put on your phone. And then when the people are installing the app, you make, I mean, I don't think people would ever be this stupid to do this, but you make like a thing that's like, by installing this app, you agree to give us permission to use your camera and microphone and access all your information whenever we want, if you need the fart app on your phone. And then people will say, yes, go ahead. But I doubt people will ever be that stupid.
I mean, why would people agree to that? I mean, just for a fart app, why would you?
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, give away all of their privacy. Yeah,
that, yeah. Well, you know. That, never mind. That's a dumb idea that I just came up with. This is why I'm not in a better position in life, because I'm stupid.
That's true. That's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've got all these you know, coffee houses now that are just giving away coffee based on just getting your information. You don't even have to pay for it.
Really?
So with that'll Starbucks? Be interesting. Yeah, yeah, there really is. Mm-hmm. In New York, I think near NYU, I was reading about a coffee house that's like, no, it's free coffee. We just need your phone number. You know, you have to get registered the way you do at a supermarket.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up.
Yeah.
That sounded kind of like a zipper. Less of a record scratch.
Yeah, was it supposed to be a record scratch?
That's a record scratch. Like, no, this is a zipper.
It sounds like you just undid your fly.
That's what I thought you were doing.
No, here's a zipper. Here's a record scratch.
It sounds the same.
Hmm. Yeah, that could be really confusing if you're at a party and if it's all blind people and it's supposed to be a record scratch moment, but instead of everybody thinks that you just pulled down your fly.
All your blind friends are gonna. Yeah.
Would
I might have some stories ready.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's what we're here for.
Which ones I've told here already, though? Let me just go back real quick.
Let me think. You see, we've covered a lot of things. We started talking about landlines. I was going to ask you one thing. And an all blind person party is an interesting scenario.
Well, don't you think like blind people have a lot of blind friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why everybody, you know, that's why black people mostly have black friends, white people mostly have white friends, Asians
don't
mostly
start talking
have...
about that. You're gonna get in trouble.
Not me. Not me. Mm-hmm. Not me, though. Because mm-hmm. I have all my friends. I have a very diverse
you
friendship
You have one
background.
Asian friend. You have one black friend. You have one Hispanic friend. You have one...
Guy in a wheelchair.
Italian friend, wheelchair friend, blind friend, deaf friend. And then you have one of each of the LGBTQ.
Yeah. Henry, how's your friendship diversity going? And just be honest, but you might get canceled.
I don't have a lot of, well, you know, I mean, you and I have always been in the same group of people. It's just a bunch of mostly middle-aged white dudes, I guess.
Oh, actually, I have bad news for you. You're not my friend anymore. I had to get rid of you to make room for the wheelchair guy.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Because
if I kept you in, if I kept you in, I mean, what you could do is just maybe go dive into a shallow pool, or if you wound up in a wheelchair.
I'm an alcoholic. Does that get me something? Like, that's got to be good for something.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, in terms of having a disadvantage.
Maybe I'd have to wait until you get diagnosed with a terminal illness.
Yeah, well, boy, this really did get. No, just kidding. Hey, okay, all right. Wait, speaking of terminal illness, I'm going to bring the funny.
Okay. Yes.
So do you guys, wait, did I already tell you about this? I had this downstairs neighbor for a little bit who had to use my bathroom because something was wrong with her bathroom.
Oh, it's a girl, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a toilet cam?
A toilet what?
Cam. Like, did you hide, like, a video camera in the bathroom somewhere so you could...
No, the whole thing happened so suddenly, I didn't have time to get that.
Ah.
I was kind of bummed. But,
was she attractive?
She just knocked on the door. I couldn't get it all set up.
Was she attractive?
But I would say so, yeah.
So you would definitely watch her take... go.
Let him finish his story.
Well, no, it's all right. So she wanted to. I actually wish I had a camera because I wanted to know what was going on in there, more of a curiosity. Because she went in there, and she was there forever, like so long. And then I started hearing the toilet flush several times, and then I started hearing the water running for a long time. And then she came out finally after a long time. And then she just started talking really fast, like she had been just, like she was defensive about committing a crime or something like that. She was like, well, that was so weird. I had to go number one, and I couldn't for some reason. And so I started running the water because I was thinking that maybe, like, sometimes you hear the running water and psychologically it makes you have to go.
Yeah.
And, but it still wasn't happening. So I had to flush the toilet. And she just had all this stuff that was weird about her situation in the bathroom. And then she left and went downstairs. And then I go into my bathroom and it just so obviously smells like fresh poo. Like, she totally obviously took a shit. Can yeah. I say that? And, but I'm like, what? Like, she just went, she thought that that wasn't going to give her away or something like that. Like, she just went through all this extra explanation about how she didn't, but I'm like, I wanted to call her and be like, whoa, that's so weird because all that weird stuff was happening to you. And then this makes it even weirder. Right after you left, a ghost must have gone in and taken a shit in the bathroom because it totally smelled like fresh poo. Like, what a weird day. Like, we're in the Twilight Zone or something.
That's, you know, so people that do good. That. That's like such a telltale sign where it's amazing that some adults don't figure that out. At a certain point, like when yeah. you call, like a perfect example is like, if you're really sick, like if you have a job and you are really sick and you can't go to work because you're sick, you just call and you're like, I can't come in. I'm fucking sick. And that's yeah. it. But if you're lying, you're like, oh, I was up all night. I'm sick. I don't know if it's something I ate or if it's food poisoning or I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into detail, yeah. but I was like in the bathroom all night and like really both ends. And I mean, I tried. I want to come in today because I know we have all that work, but I don't think I can do it. You
yeah,
know?
That's when you know.
And it's like, oh, so yeah. you're hungover or you want to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. When you start talking too much, it's just obvious. Well, there's the Shakespearean quote, the lady doth protest too much. And
that's what that's about? All about.
It's about, yeah, her about, using someone's toilet.
It's about that lady. But anyway, so I'm dating her now.
Okay.
Right? Can you imagine if I called it back like that?
That's good. We could start. I mean, you probably have you done any stand up since live stand up is back?
No.
Yeah.
I'm kind of I don't know if I don't know. I'd have to come up with a whole new act at this point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's okay, that's perfect opening. Let's do that right
yeah.
now. So you tell that
okay.
story. Here's your set. Okay. You come
right.
up on stage and you tell that story, the shit story, right? And then you say, okay. And so anyway, we're engaged, or I'm dating her now. I think I'm dating her.
Yeah.
That was good. So then now we go into the next. Now here's the next.
So then that segues. Anybody married out there?
Okay.
And then I can go into some marriage material. But I always wanted to somehow get in there a line about, is everybody ready to get this fucking party started?
Yeah.
Yell that really loud. I don't know if I would do it in the beginning or someplace in the middle.
Well, I think that you could tell maybe, this shit story.
Yeah, after the shit story.
You open up with that story all casually. And then when everybody's
yeah.
laughing at you talking about the ghost or whatever, you go, okay, well,
yeah.
that's, you know, okay, that was the first joke. You fuckers ready to get this party started?
And then when they're
laughing,
like,
woo! Yeah. And then you're like, okay, settle yeah. down. Settle down, fuckers. So anyway, yeah, that lady shit in my apartment. Oh, and by the way, we're dating now. So anybody here on a date?
Right.
And then maybe a little crowd work. That's good for
you. Man, you're making me miss comedy now. That was fun.
You're already 10 minutes into your set
good
at this
gigs
point.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had... what's the other, there was another story with that same girl and I don't remember.
You got to write these down.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, this part I was telling sort of toward the end of my stand up. So stop me if I've already told you, but, yeah. The landlord was having a problem with the neighbors next to me and he came over and he was like, you know, I don't know if we're going to have to kick out Jim and Susie. They're like, we're trying to go back and forth with like a lawsuit type thing. Their sink basin fell down, and they're trying to say it's because she leaned against it, which I don't know why anybody would just lean against it. But I know for a fact that they were fucking. This is my landlord.
Oh, right.
How would you know for a fact? Yeah. And so, but that was kind of his MO too, because I had a problem with my bed, or like with the wall socket behind my bed, where there was something messed up about it. And he literally came in, this is right about maybe the time that I started, like a little bit after I moved in there. And then he was like, yeah, well, I mean, your bed is obviously being pushed up against the wall socket, and it's damaging the plate. It's, you know, if you have a bed that's going back and forth and hitting it. And then it was, I know what he was trying to insinuate. He was trying to say it was because I was fucking the same way that the people did the sink. So I had to explain to him. I go, no, for one thing, when I have sex, I do it across the bed horizontally. So I'm not like everybody else who does it regular. And the other thing is I'm all by myself. So I'm not pushing, you know, up against the wall. I mean, I don't have a lot of force, but it was kind of weird thinking that, like he thinks that every single problem that happens is because of somebody fucking. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a leak in the roof here right over the kitchen stove. It's like, yeah, well, I guess you were probably, like, I don't know if you were climbing up on the rafters or something and then fucking up there. Every single thing is related to fucking.
My toilet's backed up. And he's like, well, maybe if you stopped coming in your toilet nonstop after fucking
maybe,
in the bathroom.
Do you ever have it where she jerks you and in the toilet? Because that might have been... that would be a funny plumber character who just always, just matter-of-factly tells you what the scenario was.
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah,
there.
Our garbage disposal is like shit. A lot of times people try to put their dick in there. And
well, everybody's like, you know, it's not, your garbage disposal's clogged. You know, that's not, you know, you can't put condoms in there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's for food only.
Yeah, they're probably like the jizz dries up, and so it makes the blades not rotate.
Are you putting, you don't want to throw used dildos in there or fleshlights or anything?
Yeah.
That is a good, you should do a little YouTube video, a little TikTok maybe even.
Oh, maybe we could do TikTok.
Do you do TikTok, Henry?
I try, but nobody looks at it, you know? It's like, I've tried everything. I get like maybe 30 views. I guess maybe they just don't want to see 50-year-old dudes on there.
I know.
I think
you could have good TikToks on there, though. I feel like you could have a good TikTok career.
Yeah, Henry, I mean, you could just do, you know what would be good? I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but your green screen tutorial was pretty good. Like, you could just do, like, TikTok filmmaking tips from, like... And that way, like, being a 50-year-old guy...
Yeah, everyone
isn't
will
that
be
bad.
Like, everyone will be like, wow, look at this, like, think that you're being for real.
Well, it's like, you can just be like, I have 35 years experience in the film industry. I, you know, make up a bunch of credits. Be like, I worked on Titanic, Avatar, Godfather, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, Star Trek, Star Chamber.
Disney, Marvel,
the list goes on. If you're serious about filmmaking, subscribe to my TikTok, and every week I will give you a new filmmaking tip. That's almost like Henry's Kitchen, but you'd be a director.
That is a good idea.
So you get a ponytail and a leather jacket.
Especially when all these kids are trying to learn filmmaking. With, you know, I could tell them how they did it back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, like this one, for example, have you ever seen it where there's a character thinking, and they'll have a voice of that same person, but it'll have a little reverb on it, but it'll kind of imply that that person's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That, people are like, well, how the hell do they do that? The guy's lips aren't moving. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is they just record the audio on a separate take as when they're doing the video, and then they lay the audio over, so it looks like he's thinking. But I don't know. That might be something that'll blow people's minds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to give it all away.
Peek behind the curtain.
Movie magic, yeah. With, I mean, would you
just
keep...
A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, a peek behind... What's your TikTok? What's your series going to be called? A peek behind the curtain?
Yeah. How about let's peek behind her curtain? Make it pervy.
Beef curtains? Is that what they call it? Is that what it's called? Beef curtains? Or is it just meat curtains?
Oh.
Does it have to be beef?
Meat curtains.
But yeah, her... Ugh. Yeah, we'll call it...
so gross.
Call it meat curtains. Why not?
Yeah.
But no, I would say... But, you know, you want it to sound some salacious a little bit. Like, yeah. If you can say film is a she, you know, like they do that with Mother Earth, you know, it's like Mother Film. Let's take a peek into her curtains. Peek behind her curtains. I don't know.
That would make sense.
Carpet. Well, they always there's that. The carpet and the drapes, so maybe something with that.
Yeah, the carpet and the curtain.
Yeah, and let's find out if the film's carpets match her drapes.
The carpet and the curtain is a nice. That's a good name.
That could be a good book.
That's maybe. Like a good name for like a store.
That's a good
like
novel.
Barrel.
Yeah.
Carpet and the curtain. Carpets. The carpet and the curtains. My wife's at the carpet and the curtains.
Yeah, look at that! Oh, yeah. I just came up with a new. Store or something.
Carpet you come up with
curtain.
Lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty smart, aren't
carpet
I?
And the curtain.
Yeah.
Carpets and curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
I was just rewatching your you and your coffee videos.
Oh,
they're
man,
so
I wish
funny.
I could do more of those.
I know. Why can't you? You only did what, like
I
four
did
or
it.
Five?
Well, I recently did one of my Highwayman videos. I'll probably put it out on YouTube. Right mm-hmm. now, it's just on Patreon, but. It was a tribute to the coffee video, so I used the same music and everything, and I had Highwayman staying at a homeless shelter and making everybody coffee, and he fucked it up. So,
God, those videos are so funny. I think that's how, I think in college I was watching Pound House, and then I think I started watching You and Your Coffee, and that's how I found your Henry's Kitchen. Can you stop?
Yeah, they were all kind of at the same time. Do you know that Brendan will trip out on this? Did you know that it's been literally 10 full years coming up August 4th since I put out my first kitchen video?
It's crazy.
Wow.
A lot of things have changed over that time.
Like
know?
What? Name one thing, Einstein.
Well, we went from iPods to iPads.
That's true. iPods know, used to be the size of a brick, and now you can fit them right up. You can fit them up in your dick hole.
Yeah.
It's just a little chip
and then,
now.
And then remember, we used to have to get porn from going to the 7-Eleven and having that embarrassing moment of having to ask the lady or man behind the counter, hey, can I get the, you know...
Where do you keep
they
the piss?
They had porn at 7-Eleven?
Where do you keep the piss
crazy
videos?
Crazy butt fuckers. What's that?
Yeah, I would say, I'd go to the dirty bookstore, I'd say, where do you keep the piss videos?
Yeah.
And
but now...
Dirty
yeah,
butt fucker? did you get the new edition of Dirty Butt Fucker? Is the, well, what the
yeah.
fuck? It came out 3 days ago. You're a magazine store. How do you not have the August edition of Butt Fuckers, Dirty Butt Fuckers?
Oh, it used to be infuriating, but now... They have the Hustler store right on Sunset where you can get all your porn, you can get DVDs, you can get VHS, whatever your pleasure is.
Yeah.
And it's just like kids that are going to the Hustler store have no idea how embarrassing it used to be to try to get a hold of
it. Yeah. Now it's like kind of cool. Now it's like the cool thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. People probably take selfies at the Hustler store while they're picking out their piss videos.
Oh, yeah, these hipsters. Yeah, they get it on vinyl somehow, too.
Does the Hustler store... Now, they would only sell Hustler products, though, right? Like, you couldn't get a penthouse at the Hustler store, could you?
Gosh, no. I think they had everything, if I remember okay. correctly.
When's the last time you were there?
I mean, I just... Well, let's see. How long has it been since COVID started? I guess it was right in the beginning of COVID.
Okay.
I got stocked up for the year because I thought we were going to have a big run on porno mags.
Yeah.
So I stocked up, and now I actually was going to ask you guys if you wanted a trunk full of porno mags.
I'll take it.
That's all right.
I'll swing
it's funny
by.
That we're talking about porno mags again.
Yeah, I know.
This is the second time we've talked about porno mags.
Yeah.
Oh, today?
No. Last podcast that we recorded was very porno mag heavy. I called a place looking for vintage porno magazines based on the name of the company, man. Which I don't want to say.
We don't want to say it.
That's kind of a weird thing, too. It's like it used to be called porno. And then now it's just, these kids just say porn. It's like, are you really that selfish and entitled and privileged that you just call it porn and not porno?
Yeah.
They don't have time to put the O on there. It really just kind of gets my goat.
Then it'll just be poor, and then before you know it, it'll just be po, and then it'll just be P.
Yeah. I bet some people probably
it's
say
gonna be,
P.
And then it's just going to be a wink.
I say P porn because it's always like, because most people, I mean, I think it's most people, it's most porn is piss related, right?
Sure.
There's piss.
Well, yeah, I mean,
most of the porn that I've seen is.
I don't know what other kind of porn there really is, but yeah. I'm sure there are.
I guess there's shit porn. I don't know if that's, I never really got into that.
People are into all kinds of weird stuff.
I saw a movie where a guy put his penis inside a woman's mouth.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's like, and that was porn, or was it just some crazy guy?
I mean, there was nobody pissed on each other, so I don't know if that classifies as porn.
Not technically porn, yeah.
Yeah, but the guy, he like pulled down his pants, pulled out his wiener, penis, whatever you want to call it. Then the lady got, he was standing there, he's a pizza guy. And he pulls his wiener out, and then the lady, instead of, he puts the pizza down, the whole pizza's out of the scene, like, they never even go back to the pizza. And then the lady puts the guy's penis in her mouth for a while.
Weird.
Most of
I think this is just a guy who's very confused about how to have sex.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, wrong end, stupid.
Yeah, what an idiot. That's hilarious.
Oh, maybe that's what it
maybe
was. It was
like a visual problem.
It was like a blooper reel or something.
It was like Jackass or something, like those Jackass guys.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's all kinds of crazies out there. But you know what? At the end of the day, we all get along.
What about at the beginning of the day? Everybody's talking about, here's more stand-up for you. So you say that at the, you're like, okay, so I saw this movie and a guy put his penis in a lady's mouth. I'm like, what the frick? But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just looking for something. So then you go into like, at the end of the day, why? What about the beginning of the day? That's when I'm looking for everybody to get along. Don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. Don't touch my water.
I'm touching it.
Don't touch my water.
Is that part of the bit?
No, this is the A train. Is she never has her own water?
Well, there's only glass.
I thought maybe that was the guy's catchphrase.
Oh well, then that could be actually. Yeah, maybe somebody you get a plant in the audience. You know, it'd be great. Now this is. I don't know what kind of.
Don't forget, everybody. Don't touch my water. You guys have been great.
Well, here's an idea. You get a plant in the audience, and I don't know how doable this would be. But if the plant in the audience is actually Robert Plant. He comes up on stage to grab your water bottle and you say, don't touch my water, don't touch my water, don't touch my water. And then the whole crowd's tense. You go, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a bit. This guy was a plant. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage, Robert Plant. And then you have your guitar and you start playing Stairway to Heaven because you could play that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that there'd probably be a way if you explained the bit and that the reason that you're doing it is because of the synonym of his name, Plant. I think he would do it, especially if you told him you were working for SNL.
Yeah.
And if you said this was going to be on SNL and you're going to meet at SNL studios, but you just give him some place nearby, you rent out a warehouse or something, and you might have to like coerce him a little bit if he had some kind of firearm or something to make him convinced.
I have a gun right here.
oh, that's right.
I was thinking that, you see, I'm thinking this is for live shows. I think you and Robert Plant go on the road as a team because then you end every show because you have your guitar, you're doing your jokes, your joke songs, you know, like the one about the lady
the
who's a bitch,
girl.
Mystery girl. Punching the clown. What's that other song he has, Amanda?
I know the one at the end of the. It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And then, the end of the world. This one, just say oops and move on. I like
so
that.
So you're doing all those. You're doing that. You're doing all that shit on stage. You're doing your and then towards the end of the show, Robert Plant comes on stage, takes your bottle of water.
And then you're like, don't touch my water. Like,
whoa, don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. The whole audience is like, what the fuck? Holy shit. A guy just stormed the stage to steal Henry's water. And then you go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you off the hook. That guy who came up here was a plant. And not only is he a plant, he's none other than the Robert Plant. And then, dude, and then everyone's like, oh my God. And then you pick up your guitar, and then all of a sudden,
yeah. Oh, man.
Is he saying hyphen snow?
I come from the land hyphen snow, like
hyphen snow.
Hyphen.
I guess that's where he's from.
Oh, from the heights and snow.
No, hyphen. H-I-C-E-N. Hyphen.
He comes from a land of called hyphen snow. That's where he just grew up.
He comes from a land called hyphen snow.
That's
where he was born.
I see. Hyphen
Snow,
so
England.
So it's kind of like that song, Ben Folds, She's a Brick. I always thought he was saying, she's a Brickenheim. And I never knew what a Brickenheim is.
I don't listen to new music, so I don't know that one.
It's pretty new.
He's from Hyphen Snow, Europe.
Okay. Is that like near Norway or something?
Yeah, something
so,
like that.
So, okay, so wait, hold on. How's it going so far? What bit was I doing when I started saying don't touch my water?
Oh, because
that was a real bit.
You were doing stand-up. You were talking about,
The beginning of the day, yeah. So you say at the end of the day, and I'm like, hey, everybody, you're talking about like at the end of the day, everybody just wants some jungle juice or Smurf piss to drink, get wasted on. What about the beginning of the day? Huh? How about we say like, well, at the beginning of the day, everybody's going to get along or so. I don't know. How does it work?
Well, you could go through the day and then say during the day. So at the beginning of the day, that's when the guy was trying to put his penis in somebody's mouth, and then during the day he was still struggling with it, but at the end of the day we're all just people.
That's a good way to explain it.
I used to love it. There was a guy, man, I might be hazy on the details because it's been about 25 years, but
another.
My buddy and I were watching a comedian on stage, and you could tell he was just trying to set up a catchphrase, and it wasn't catching on. It was something like, you know, I'm going to separate the pros from the cons. And he was doing like 25 minutes, and it was just nobody laughing. But he kept on throwing that in there. That's what I'm doing, people. I'm separating the pros from the cons. And then when they started not biting, he just like was like, I'm separating the pros from the cons, fuckers. It was just so funny. I was like, man, just because everybody's not going for whatever your thing is.
He's all mad.
There was a bar that we would do stand like open mic at, and but I feel like those catchphrases you kind of have to do that.
You have to have a
big arena in order to do those things that work, you know, with all the merchandise and everything. And just doing it as an open mic night.
Oh, right. You're not going to get it to catch on with the other shitty comics waiting to go up for their open mic slot. Is this guy, is he still around? Have you seen him? Did he ever go?
I'm kind of worried that I mentioned his catchphrase. Like, for all I know, he might be really famous.
Well, are you talking about
Pros from the Con guy?
Oh, his name's Pros and Con. Well, but like Larry the Cable Guy, like how did Gitter Dunn get started? I mean, he was like, I remember when I was in Austin just barely starting comedy, because this was when he was still working at like Cap City.
Larry the Cable
Did
Guy.
Did he start in Austin?
No, no. But he, I mean, he was still doing clubs. Like, he wasn't like
oh, right,
10 nights
huge.
In a row at Madison Square yeah. Garden, or probably not Madison Square Garden, but whatever the Louisville, Kentucky Superdome or whatever.
Yeah, no, I saw him at the Denver Comedy Works. Yeah, he was killing it. I don't know if he had his catchphrase yet. That might have been the difference.
Well, I remember seeing a headshot of him, and by all accounts, I don't think I've ever met him at all. I don't think I've ever been introduced to him or anything.
I met him at the Improv, and I had no idea. You wouldn't know you're talking to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a Southern accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
By all accounts, he is like one of the funniest guys around too. Like, isn't Daniel Tosh like friends with him?
Well, they're both Florida guys, I think. Well, I think Cable Guy lives in Florida now. I think he's from Nebraska.
What's his real name?
I don't even know why I know.
Dan Whitney. Yeah. Whitney. But I do remember seeing that headshot. Because he had a headshot, like, when he was, like, you know, working clubs. It was him sitting on the floor holding, like, cable, like, you know, like, coaxial cable. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Like, so the idea is that he's literally a cable guy, like a guy that comes and sets up your cable, which is, like,
I wasn't there for the nucleus of Larry the Cable Guy. Because I think when he started, he was just... I mean, there is, like, an old clip of him just being Dan Whitney with, like, a mullet in the 80s.
But he's funny.
From what I understand, I mean, you know what? I don't know. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in, like, comedy, like, when you're doing... You know, like, when you're touring with Stanhope or whatever, fans are like, fuck Dane Cook and fuck Larry the Cable. Like, you know, it's like there's this whole kind of, like, hate culture of, like, Carlos Mencia and... And now,
popular,
like, after being around for a while and just in life, I'm like, oh, that doesn't get you anywhere. Just be fucking, whenever anybody asks you anything, like, you know, if 15 years ago, if someone was like, what do you think about Dane Cook? I don't think I ever hated on him because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what the guy does.
People
started turning into, like, music. Like, you know, it's like punk rock hates new wave or whatever, metal or I don't know, that kind of stuff. In comedy, it's funny because I remember when I was in high school and I would listen to or I'd watch, like, The Tonight Show and it'd be, like, Stephen Wright one night or it'd be Joan Rivers or Gary Shandling or whatever, but we would all the next day talk about whatever the comedian was and then say their jokes and everything.
Yeah.
I never even thought for one second that you would put Stephen Wright in a different category as, you know, Louis Anderson or something like that. Like, I never thought about that, but it's...
What the fuck?
What happened?
I don't know.
Did he hang up on accident?
I don't know. Shit, what the fuck?
Man, I was really excited to hear where that was going. What happened?
I don't know.
Well, we just call him back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I gotta find his number and everything again. What the fuck? What a bad...
Maybe his thing cut... It sounded like that was on his
Henry
end.
Henry just texted me, disconnected. Yeah, I know. That's funny. Oh.
Is he calling you?
No, I was saying his number out loud while I was dialing.
Oh.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask, is this live right now?
Yeah. Why?
Okay, well, because right during that time that it was disconnected, I checked my email and it said somebody named John edited their pledge down from $5 to $1.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I pissed them off or...
No, this isn't live. You know what? Whatever. Sorry. Continue. That was a riveting story. Well, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I think what I was saying is that at the end of the day, we all just want to get along. I don't remember what I was saying.
Well, at the beginning of the day. Yeah. Well, you were just kind of talking about, but you know, you bring up a good point because you're like, well, Stephen Wright, Joan Rivers, Howie Mandel, whatever. Were on the Tonight Show. And
Howie Mandel's a great example, because he was super popular. Or even Gallagher. It's like, I never thought that you had to be part of one club and not the other one. I didn't know they were exclusive.
I feel like Gallagher might have been, like, Gallagher and Carrot Top, I feel like were early kind of like butts of jokes in the comedy world.
That was still later. Like, I didn't even hear about Carrot Top till the 90s. Yeah. I'm still in the 80s, I guess.
Well, I remember Gallagher. I remember seeing Gallagher as a young kid. Not
was
live.
He funny? Like, did you think he was funny?
You know, it was like this. It's kind of everything I don't like about, and this is going on, you know, 30 plus year old memories. So there was a kid. I don't know. I feel like maybe I talked about this before, but there was this family that moved in across the street from where I grew up, and they had two kids named that were about the same age as my brother and I. And one of the first things they said, they were like, "You ever see Gallagher?" It's kind of how they talked,
mm-hmm.
for real.
Yeah.
You ever see Gallagher's Watermelon Crazy? And we're like, no, I don't know what that is. Oh, man, you guys, is there a video store around here? We got to get Gallagher. We got to see if they have Gallagher's Watermelon Crazy. And then we're like, great. Yeah, that sounds great. You know, we're like 10 or whatever. I don't even know how old we are. So, yeah, let's go get, let's figure out Gallagher's Watermelon Crazy. That sounds good. So we finally score a copy of it from the video store. And then we go over to their house to watch it. And I remember being like a kid. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like, he had a big... And number one, the first thing that struck me, I was like, it's not called Watermelon Crazy. It's called Melon Craze.
Watermelon Craze. <Yeah. laughs>
So that was like the first tip where I'm like, I think these kids are real idiots. Like, also they talk like it was cartoonishly like...
Yeah.
The way you talk, you sound like an idiot. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So their favorite video cassette of all time, they don't even know the fucking right name of it. And then it's a guy jumping around. Like, I remember there was a giant couch on the stage, like with a tramp, like he was jumping on a giant couch. Mm-hmm. And then like it culminates into, Aaron, have you ever seen any the Gallagher Melon Craze?
Yeah, well, I remember watching some of it in the 80s. I don't know how, maybe it was on HBO or something, but I just remember a lot of good one-liners. I do remember at the end of the show, he bashed the watermelon in people's faces. That wasn't my favorite part.
Oh, Melon Crazy.
I never got that type of comedy at all.
Well, no, I didn't. And another thing that bugged me, I'm sorry, was, and this still bugs me today, this is one of the worst things in comedy, is like pseudo-intellectual, like where it's like a dumb guy acting who thinks he's smart.
Yeah.
And I, even at like a very young age, and... I don't even remember the jokes, but I remember picking up on that when I was little, sitting there going, okay, the guy's jumping on a fucking couch. Because me and my brother were already like, we're like full Pee Wee Herman on Letterman, you know, watching like Bill Cosby himself. Like, we're pretty good comedic, you know, we're into some funny shit, like Strange Brew. And so like seeing this, I was like, this is not the level of comedy. Stephen Wright, you know, liked him when I was a kid. Gary Shandling, the Gary Shandling show. We see a guy jumping on a giant couch.
You could put Howie Mandel in closer to the Gallagher category, but I definitely used to laugh really hard at that. But then again, I'm a few years older, so I was watching it a little earlier, you know?
Yeah.
But it might have been dumb, but like, I don't know. And then, but yeah, no, Gary Shandling for me was... That
top tier.
Ultimate.
I mean, that show, his first show of like just the whole breaking the fourth wall, driving a little golf cart from set to set. There was a amusement park that was called like Gary Land or something, where people had giant heads of Gary Shandling and his co-stars of the show. And it was like an amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
On the show.
No, it's like he was kind of being considered to take Johnny Carson's place, but that would have never worked. He wound up just pushing comedy so far in the future, you know, with everything that he did. It's just like him just sitting there interviewing celebrities would have been really, really
disappointing. Like a waste. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and he did it with Larry Sanders is what, you know, that
he's kind of making fun of it.
Yeah.
Which is way better. Yeah.
I remember my dad, this is going to show my age a little bit, but my dad used to watch Larry Sanders, and I didn't understand
that,
like,
it was
what
a fake show.
That it was like too much for my little brain to wrap around. I'm like, wait, is it real?
Think that it's
I didn't get what was funny about it.
I doubt it was just, I bet there were people who were in their 30s who didn't understand, you know. I mean there are people who are, there was a show on Comedy Central called Dog Bites Man.
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
it was great. AD Miles, Zach Galifianakis, Matt Walsh.
I remember that.
Who was the, there was a lady, was it, what's her face, Samantha Bee or someone?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The whole thing was they were a small town news crew. It was half fake, half scripted, half prank show, essentially. And they were a small town news crew. So, like, there would be a scripted portion where they're, like, in a room saying, like, okay, oh, I heard that down in, you know, Kansas, they're having the world's largest pumpkin contest. Let's go cover that for our Seattle news station or whatever fictional station they had. And then when they would go down to the pumpkin contest, they were real people and they were like acting weird and being weird. And the show, from what I understand, the show, it only lasted like a season, I think. And it was fucking one of the funniest things on TV at the time. And the reason was like people didn't understand. Like they're like, wait, so, oh, well, oh, so it's fake. And you're like, well, no, that part's fake when they're in the van. But then those people
it's
are
too
real.
High concept
like,
for people. Just,
yeah, people are too dumb. Going back to the beginning of the
people
podcast.
People don't like people to, have to think too hard. And I've found that a lot. You know, there's just some people that like satire, and there's some people that are just, it pisses them off somehow.
Maybe that they don't get it.
That's what
it is.
Yeah.
I remember going on a date with a girl back in my single days, and we were talking about, she goes, so I watched your movie, Punching the Clown, and I got to say, I don't think I liked it very much.
Oh, God.
And I was like, wow, fuck you. But she's like, you know, and no offense or anything, but like to me, it was all very quiet, downplayed. It was sort of depressing. Whereas like, I think when you're doing comedy, comedy is beating your chest. This is your time to go out there with your peacock feathers and show your stuff. This is you. It's about being bold and being vocal. And it's like this movie, it was depressing, and I don't know how successful it's going to be. And she was right. It wasn't successful. But
was this your manager or agent? was she representing you at the time?
No, she was an attorney though.
Oh man.
But,
Yeah, what a shame. There's too many people
like
that.
I wasn't releasing my sexual, I wasn't giving her the gate to my sexual,
You weren't giving her the keys to your, the gate, the sex gate?
To my precious sexual part.
But actually, if you call, if you give someone
keys. I wasn't
going
to let her penetrate me that night.
Or maybe put her penis in your, or you, I guess, put your penis in her mouth.
You weren't going to ruin a bathroom with her.
You weren't going to break a sink.
Yeah, you weren't going to break a sink or mess up your app with her.
Let's just say we weren't going to be sneaking into the restaurant bathroom.
Giving her the keys to the sex gate, I like.
Yeah.
It sounds like, that almost sounds like, has there been a sex gate?
Like Pizzagate?
Yeah, ever since Watergate, everything is gate. That's annoying, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, it was the name of the fucking hotel.
General term.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't. Gate isn't a word describing, like, it doesn't mean conspiracy or anything like that.
Well, it does now.
Well, yeah, I think it's just like, it's like chocoholic, like alcoholic. But why the
hall?
You're borrowing the word hall. Like it should be chocolatic.
Right, like a shopaholic.
Well, no. Oh, right.
Because
why is the hall? Yeah.
Yeah. Shop.
Yeah. You don't need to take the hall from the other word.
Well, then it did, but it doesn't work without
damn, dude,
it.
I never thought of that before.
I've thought of that before.
You're smart.
Well,
put that
I,
in
I
your
remember,
act, too.
That's part of the act,
that's
I
part
think.
Because
then
part
you
of
go
it.
Walk down the whole, like English language thing where you're like, okay, at the end of the day, shopaholic, alcoholic, chocoholic. Maybe you pull up, okay, then, so Robert Plant, I was thinking Robert Plant closes this set. I think you end your show by Robert Plant singing Stairway to Heaven, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you playing
that would be good.
Plant's doing
water.
You'd have
to get the royalties, or get the rights. You'd have to pay a royalty, I think.
To do it live? With Robert Plant?
What if you tried to sell this? What if you tried to sell it? Like, to Netflix or something.
Yeah,
then that would be a problem.
Then, yeah, you'd have to. It would just be a paperwork nightmare. I wouldn't mess with it. Usually the lawyers are like, as soon as they hear Robert Plant's closing your show with Stairway to Heaven, all they're thinking about is lawsuits and who owns it and is the publishing going to get involved. So that whole thing wouldn't even happen, I don't think, unfortunately, because I'm sure Plant would be down.
Hold on. Here's I just looked it up. This says copyright-free Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Wait, this is the Beatles. What is this bullshit? Ugh, motherfuckers.
You got trolled. Fished, dude. Trolled. You got Rickrolled, basically.
Yeah. You could probably get Plant to sing the Rick Astley song, Never Gonna Give You Up.
That'd probably be cheaper than getting Stairway.
But why
kind of as popular.
Why have Robert Plant there at all if he's going to sing Never Gonna Give You Up?
That's true, Henry. Because he's a plant in the audience.
Can we start a new thing called Lead Rolled, where you just, instead of Rick Astley, you play Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, but the live 9-minute, whatever, 11-minute version.
Yeah.
So
wait, haven't
it's I... like a troll.
Yeah.
But it just, the joke's on them because they also have to watch it for 11 more minutes.
Well, what I was thinking is, what about instead of it, this could be like sort of a double joke. You're like, oh, this guy's a plant. It's Robert Plant. And then you can be like, but it's not that Robert Plant. His name's just Robert, and he's a plant. And then now he's going to play...
Robert the Plant.
But then it really is Robert Plant?
No, it's just a guy named Robert.
And he's a plant in the audience.
And then he's just a plant in the audience.
But why not this? Why not have...
Let me start
Robert
writing this
plant.
Down.
Yeah.
But he's dressed as a plant, so nobody can see that it's really Robert Plant. And you just say, I have a plant, and everybody's like, oh, okay, whatever, we get it. But then he takes off the plant costume, and it's Robert Plant, and people are like, what the fuck? Their just minds are blown at that point.
I'm going to say something.
Why does it have to be Robert Plant now at this point?
He's dressed like a plant.
Well, because it's a double, like she said, it's a double joke, so it's a reveal that...
It's a reveal that it's... This is if you want to use the real Robert Plant. Or you could just use a guy named Robert, and this could be triple.
That's what I was thinking.
And he's dressed as a plant, and then you take it off, you're like, no, it's Robert Plant. And then you'll be like, no, it's just a guy named Robert, and he's a plant. And he's my plant.
And then, then this is, get this, you say, and there's also some mercury in the audience, and then you, and everybody's like, well, he can't be saying Freddie Mercury because he's dead. But you bring a guy up on stage who's not Freddie Mercury, but everybody thought, well, if they have Robert Plant, they might have some kind of Freddie Mercury type thing, but it's not at all.
Say Mercury?
John Mercury. It's a different guy. I don't know.
No, I was just saying, I thought you were saying Mercury weird. You were saying like Mercury.
Mercury. Mercury. Yeah, sorry. Wow. I never even really, never even thought about that. It was like nuclear.
Oh, yeah.
Nuclear.
Hold on. We're on to something.
It's kind of weird that there's nobody named Plant. Like, I was thinking, could there be a different plant? But it's like, just no. It seems like such a common word.
If
let's say you just bring up an old guy and say it's Robert Plant, do people know what he looks like?
I think if you got a properly leathery-looking guy with a blonde curly wig,
I wouldn't know him if he walked right in front of me. I wouldn't know who the hell he was. Do enough people know what he looks like?
Yeah.
I
had a one-night stand with someone who did look like Robert Plant. I like to say that she looked like all of the guys from Led Zeppelin combined.
You know, I got to say this. I'm looking at, so I just looked up to see if the other famous people with the last name Plant. I mean, Robert Plant is pretty much it.
Maybe that is that even his real last name?
The drop off from number one, which is Robert Plant, to number two is devastating.
Who's number two?
Caleb Plant.
Who's that? His son?
Exactly. Arnold Plant is number three. Alfie Plant, Tom Plant, Henry B. Plant, who Railroad and Steamboat Company.
Yeah, that's
company.
A pretty big drop off.
Mike Plant, American Yacht Racer. David Plant, politician. Alice Maud Mary Plant.
Well, change your last name to Plant then.
Brendan Plant.
Because then at least if somebody Googles that, then it's a way for you to get more views and clicks.
Yes. Well.
Let's say someone looks and then they're like, Brendan Plant? Who's that? Click.
Okay.
Goes right to your website.
Brendan Plant. I'm Googling Brendan Plant to see. Images for Brendan Plant. Dr. Brendan Plant.
See what I'm
Wouldn't
saying?
Wouldn't that freak you out if you had a if it showed a picture of a plant that you have in your home and they're like, yeah, this is Brendan's plant.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be,
but see, you never know with the internet.
The toilet camera can pick it up. So here's your new show. Henry walks on stage. You have your guitar, your trusty axe.
Yeah.
You have like a big house plant on the stage too, that's set, preset, right? So it's just a plant,
sure,
on the stage. Is that, am I right? Is this kind of what we were talking about?
But it's supposed to be a guy in costume.
Yeah. It's a guy dressed as a plant, but he's just there.
But so people think it's a real plant.
Right.
The whole time.
So like the first 30 minutes of your show, he's just
they
standing.
They think that's the joke you're going for.
Like, oh, it's really a guy. Or maybe it's obvious that it's a guy, and then he comes over and you're like, don't touch my water. Don't touch my water. Don't touch. And then
he needs water.
He needs water because he's a plant. Okay. See, now it's starting to make sense.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why we need a writer's room.
Yeah, and this is why comedy sucks nowadays. Nobody's putting in the kind of effort that we're putting in right now.
I mean, this stuff is gold.
So
I mean, I don't mean to insult people that are out there doing it, but I mean, this is some amazing stuff right here.
So,
After you reveal Robert Plant, you go, do you really need water? And then you bring out Roger Waters.
Oh, shit, because they're in the same band. Because they're in the same band.
Right, they're both in the same band. Mm-hmm. Roger Waters plays drums or bass.
Led Zeppelin.
That would be crazy. And then who else could you get? Who's the guy from The Who? You could be like, who's the guy from The Who? And then he'd be like, that's
David
me.
Gilmore.
He'd be like, that's me. And then he'd come out. And then we could get someone from the Rolling Stones. Who's the guy from the Rolling Stones? Mick Jagger.
Yeah, Keith Moon.
Keith Moon
would be the drummer. He's the most famous of them.
Yeah, you'll be like, gosh, I can't believe it's dark outside already. Look, I can see the moon.
Yeah.
And then he walks out and you're like, Keith Moon. And then it just keeps,
you know what, though?
Adding
Hold on.
Up
I think,
and up
I feel
and up
like
and up.
I like all these ideas, but I feel like we're getting off track because this is still a comedy show. So if you're going to bring out Keith Moon, don't bring out the real Keith Moon. You bring out a guy who pulls his pants down and moons the audience.
Named
Keith. There you go.
Named Keith.
I feel it. Okay.
So Robert Plant, you know, and then Roger Waters. I mean, I feel like this could just be a video of, you know, like you're like introducing Robert Plant and you just show a plant. And on bass guitar, Roger Waters, and then you show a glass of water. And then
there you go.
On drums, Keith Moon, and a guy just runs across and moons the camera.
Oh, I guess it's probably cheaper than having all those guys.
Well, I'm just saying this
up.
Could be an offshoot. It's like a spinoff from this other show.
Yeah.
And then you could have Jim Morrison.
But what is that?
That's right.
I don't know. That's not really.
He was in The Birds or whatever.
Yeah, and then it could just be a door, like a picture
remember.
Of a door.
Oh! Remember Sam Kinison? Ow! Get a fucking sandwich!
I remember.
So you do the Robert Plant bit, right? That starts it off. Then Roger Waters comes out, right? And then it's a glass of water. And then Keith Moon, a guy mooned you. Everybody's probably laughing and applauding, right? Like,
standing
probably
up,
going crazy,
out.
Right?
Who's in their shit, yeah.
Then you say, man, you guys are really, wow, you guys are clapping a ton. Clap is a clap ton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then from off stage, boo-doo-boo, boo-doo-boo, boo-doo-hoo. Eric Clapton comes out.
The real Eric Clapton.
In the evening. Or no, actually.
He comes out, he's like, in the white room.
No, he comes out, she don't like. Oh no, but he does a different version. He's like, we all like, we all like, we all like. cocaine, and then everybody does cocaine.
Yeah, no, that is good.
This is for your stand-up.
We all like cocaine. Henry, Henry, you do it too. Ready? Two, three, four.
We all like
cocaine.
Aaron, you too. Yeah. Okay, ready? Here we go. Aaron's going to do it too. Aaron, Henry, and hold on. Let me get.
I'm going to do the harmony part.
Hold on. Let me do.
I don't know that song.
Hold on.
Come on, you're killing the momentum, hold on. Dude.
Yeah. But this is going to be worth it. We all like.
Cocaine.
Okay, ready? So, okay, here we go. All of us. Aaron.
Yep.
A-Train. B-Man. Hen Phillips. Henry. And then a mystery guest. Okay, ready?
Yep.
2, 3, 4.
We all like
cocaine. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, that was good.
That sounded really good.
Why is this?
I probably have to go.
We all like cocaine. we all like cocaine.
But she's saying it too fast.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Let me see if I can figure this out.
Maybe she's on cocaine. Maybe she takes a little too much cocaine.
Or is it she or a little kid?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
It's a robot.
Like Haley Joel Osment.
He's related to Donnie. He's actually the son of Donnie and Marie Osmond. People didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I assumed, but I didn't know for sure.
Okay, now let's see. Hold on. Okay, let's try it this way. Technology, man.
Dude, going back to where we started, okay. Dude.
Well, now the voice thing isn't working.
Oh. Well,
Let's see. Hold on. Maybe we could get this guy.
We'll like cocaine.
That was good. Thank you for that.
That's creepy.
We all like cocaine.
Maybe I extend the like too.
We all like put a bunch of eyes in there.
Maybe that's why it's not working, because the computer's like, what the fuck are these? What is this?
Yeah, the robot can't read it.
Yeah.
Be nice to the robot.
Bow down to your robot overlords.
I'm still trying to think. Richie Blackmore? How would you get him in there?
Who's that?
Do some kind of joke. Oh, he was on Deep Purple.
Blackmore. He could come out. Never mind, I'm not going to go there. Black. You could bring out a blackboard.
Oh yeah.
And be like, "This is a blackboard, but I want to introduce my friend Blackmore."
Yeah, or maybe DL.
Wheel 555 queer life.
Oh, no,
55
I
queer 55 cocaine.
What? Why is he getting 55 from?
Maybe I don't know.
Just like with a bunch of eyes. Oh.
What if you say, I'm sorry, I'm going back. I'm trying to figure out how you say, we're going to bring up Donny Osmond, or as I like to call him, D.O., and then D.O. comes up.
Oh.
But then what about Donny Osmond?
That's a juke.
So he's not there?
Well, you got to get him too, because people would be pissed off if they were fans.
Yeah.
But, it's tough.
I mean, it would be pretty funny if at the end of your set there's a bunch of people that you bring up
The D.O. and D.O. tour. That would have been amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So you got to go. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I got to go, but...
Where the hell are you going?
Yeah. Well, if I told you, it would just bring it down again.
All right. We'll keep it up.
Let's keep it. Just to, everybody can imagine, obviously I'm going to the Hustler store.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that done. But, so it's great catching up with you guys. Were you recording this?
I don't know, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron's...
Oh, nice. Well, let's put it on a podcast or whatever.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm not nuts about this one. Not you, Henry. Not you. It's me. I'm all stressed out.
Why? We got Henry, the funniest guy ever, is on the phone.
It's the magic of editing.
I've been getting these back spasms that are just like incredible. And I think it might be stress related. Maybe that's it.
Total. Well, yeah.
You know
what?
Isn't
there a whole book about how back pain is?
Well, yeah, Dr. Sarno.
Dr. Sarno. Yeah, which you sent me. Thanks for
that. Oh, I did send you that. Check this out. This is the best description of these back spasms. You know how when you're like sleeping and you get a Charlie horse in like your calf muscle and it wakes you up? That, imagine that, but like in your upper back between your shoulder blades. Like that, something that happened. It's like a bolt of lightning hitting you.
Ouch.
It sucks.
The worst.
And it's happened. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm on the cusp.
Talk to people our age and they're like, oh, yeah, I get that. It's like, really? How is that not the only thing you're ever talking about? Like, I've had that. I had a herniated disc a few months ago and I woke up and it's like my entire arm felt like somebody was dipping it in hot lava or something.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
What in the hell is going on? Oh. And but then I like half of my friends that are over 50, I had that. How did you have that? And that's not the first thing that we talked about on the phone. Oh, yeah. I didn't mention that I felt like my arm was being dipped in hot lava.
Well, just to clarify, that's an exaggeration, because if your arm was dipped in hot lava, it would burn off. It would probably burn off before it even touched the lava. So let's not get too crazy.
True. Maybe a vat of hot oil.
Oh, gosh. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But
throw some french fries in there.
Make, you talk to old people and they're like,
silver lining. Make lemons out of lemonade or lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, make french fries out of your herniated disc.
Yeah. So if you think your arm feels like it's in oil, throw some fries in there. Have a snack.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
Okay. Put that in your act.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
When God gives you pain that feels like hot oil, try to flip them the bird.
Well, thanks, Henry.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome Stephen Fry.
Stephen,
fuck, dude, that's like
who's Stephen Fry.
He's a British kid.
He's from he's in the Monkees.
The Mighty Boosh, is he in that?
No, he's an old guy.
Everybody brings up the Mighty Boosh. Okay, Henry.
All right,
well,
Henry, we'll let you go.
Have fun.
All right, guys.
We love you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the stories. Did you have any prepared stories you didn't get to?
No.
Okay.
Just those, because I feel like I used a lot of them up on a previous conversation.
Yeah, maybe.
But there'll be more. That's one thing about life, is there's always stories.
Maybe something will happen to you on your way to wherever you're going.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if there's a story, then you know you're living.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. That's All right.
Okay.
All right. See you. Love you. Bye.
Guys soon.
Okay, see you, Henry.
Bye, Henry.
All right. Bye.
That was Henry Phillips with some stories.
For 35 more minutes of this episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Send fan mail to P.O. Box 27794, Los Angeles, California 90027. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.